Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Our level's okay.
Yeah. In fact, we're on the air. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Batmania 66. Tonight's episode is episode 81, The Joker's Last Laugh. Joining us tonight is Holly, of course. And also along with Holly, we have Danielle.
Howdy.
And Michael.
Hello.
And they joined us for the first part of this story. I'm going to not let them tell you who the villain was, because if you can't tell from the title, you don't deserve to be listening.
It was the Penguin.
Yes. It was John Astin as the Joker. He's playing all the villains now.
Much to my chagrin.
Yeah.
You don't like the Astin boys?
No, she was sad that...
Sexy Flanders.
She was sad that we
nothing
just
at all.
Did...
Nothing at all.
She was sad that she missed... John Astin by one.
Ah, gotcha.
We got Cesar Romero.
I know.
Why do you look like Cesar Romero? Because you don't know what Cesar Chavez looked like. one of my favorite Simpsons moments. I'm going to let the beautiful young lady with us do the honors. What was Joker's big master plan? And if you could scoot a tiny bit closer to Holly.
Get right up in there.
Get all up in her business.
His master plan, as far as I could tell, was to print fake money.
Does he have a master plan in this?
He mentioned that there was the biggest heist in history, but he did not mention what it might be.
He never really elaborates on that.
Yeah, and since we see the counterfeit bills almost immediately in the episode, I'm gonna go out there and say he's a really bad counterfeiter.
Oh, yeah.
He forgot to print one side.
Yeah, one side is... Well, you know what the interesting thing about that is? And this... working at a Kinko's, I actually learned this. What he's doing is technically not illegal. Hmm? Printing that without the other side technically is not counterfeiting. Well, it is only when he has the robot teller pass it out to people and those people then spend it. Does it actually become an attempt at spending counterfeit money and therefore be illegal? But the act of printing the money with only one side is not illegal.
Which I'm more amazed that he has either the money or the skill to have a robot teller that is fully capable of fooling everybody except Batman because plot convenience. And he doesn't figure out how to print on both sides.
By plot convenience, you mean because he's Batman?
Yes. He's obviously better than everybody else at figuring out very obvious things.
Yes.
Man, this guy sure doesn't speak like a human. He's fine.
We are skipping over super important things. One, there was a lot of vinyl being worn in the 60s. Two, did that chick just call that guy Poopsie? That homeless man Poopsie.
She for sure did.
I missed
her name also.
Wait, do you think that was the same guy who...
Miranda Fleece.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you think it was the same guy who smelled like poo in Dr. Horrible?
No, Ben. That guy is dead.
Maybe it was his kid.
No.
Yeah. I've decided. It's canon now.
No, that's not how canon works.
Uh-huh.
That's headcanon.
My headcanon goes boom.
Ben, no.
We're all adults here.
I like... how you are shouting at me like a dog you're trying to crate train.
No, bad Ben.
No.
Oh, God.
I've rolled up news.
Oh, God, it's everywhere.
Miranda Fleece, which is my first note of the episode, does hand counterfeit money to a homeless man apparently named Poopsie.
I don't think his name is Poopsie. I think she just said it very here you go, Poopsie.
Poopsie.
Because, I don't know, is that what women in the 60s said?
Yes.
Rich women who give counterfeit money from the bank and
counterfeit hundreds?
Yeah, just a casual fucking hundo to this dude.
Can we talk about how terrible that counterfeit money was, even one-sided?
It looked like Monopoly money.
It wasn't, okay.
He printed it on an inkjet printer and cut it out with scissors.
But the thing was, it wasn't just counterfeit money, but it was... counterfeit prop money.
Hold on. I just want to note that everyone has now taken off a piece of clothing except for Ben.
I have just removed a piece of clothing.
False. Anyway, I just thought it was funny because Danielle took off her jacket. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. I took off my jacket. Well, all the cool kids are taking off their jackets.
Yeah, it looks good when you jacket off.
Oh. Ben, you go stand in the corner.
This is my house.
You stand in the corner.
You're not the boss of me. Anyway, handing out... where are we? Counterfeit prop money. Handing out counterfeit... I'm dead. And we cut to Commissioner Gordon's office.
You can't laugh that hard. I made that joke up. He stole it from me.
We cut to Commissioner Gordon's office, and they
didn't laugh that hard. I just want credit.
Exactly.
Ben, that was hilarious.
Thank you.
How dare you?
They are...
You go stand in the other corner.
You're not my real mom.
But you could be my mommy.
Oh.
No, Ben, it got creepy.
I had... Last time I was in the hospital...
Oh, this is going to be hilarious.
Oh, shit.
All the good stories start with
that. A friend of mine came to visit me. Beth Ann, who's been on the show, came to visit me. And an orderly came in.
Involved?
No. Okay. An orderly came in and the phone started ringing.
Jesus, is that you?
It's me, Margaret.
It's me, God.
Are you touching yourself, Kent?
Danger, Will Robinson.
She came in, and she looked up and saw Beth Ann. She's like, oh, I thought it was your mommy. It was a little Hispanic woman. And then she, with a knowing look to the both of us, went, she's a different kind of mommy. And both Beth Ann are like, no, not okay. Not okay at all.
And that's how you feel worse at the hospital.
That order haunts my dreams whenever I masturbate. It's okay. It's only once every 7 years.
Wait, are you a Vulcan?
Could be. Don't like I seem like impartial and logical to you?
A masturbatory Vulcan? Is that a thing?
It's canon.
It's still canon?
It's dead now. It's canon.
We get one more canon joke with podcast, guys.
Ponfar.
Let's not blow it. Let's not blow it.
We've taken it to Ponfar. Oh, good. We're on track. They take the counterfeit money.
We're like 15. By the way, we're like 15 seconds into the show at this point.
Oh yeah. We haven't, folks. We haven't even gotten to the credits.
This is just the opening scene.
We're the in cold open, Commissioner Gordon's office, and they're looking at the counterfeit money, and marveling at how good it is, except for the fact that they've noticed, conveniently, we noticed one thing wrong with it. It's only printed on one side. Like, thanks, guys. Thanks. We as the audience, we noticed that too.
Immediately.
Then they hear the Joker's laugh echoing from everywhere, which, I gotta say, was a pretty cool effect. Like, if you took... Again, this is one of those moments where if you step back and saw this in a Christopher Nolan Batman movie, it would be pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use that next time. I need to...
Next time you're making a Christopher Nolan Batman movie?
I'm going to make an elaborate prank.
Gone too soon.
Where I am laughing at nothing all the time and driving people crazy.
Do that to your next one-night stand. Just when you do the walk of shame out of his house, just leave your echoing laughter behind
that
you.
That time you were married.
Yeah, except for that time. Oh.
You know what? This is a broadcast.
By the way,
it's the theater of the mind.
What bothers me about the commissioner is like, I feel like this is so like... They're so used to it at this point. They hear the laughter for all of 2 seconds. It's like, oh, we gotta call Batman.
And like, you know what? But at least they've given up what they did in the first few episodes of the series, which is, we are incompetent, aren't we? Yes, we are. Yeah. Let's call Batman.
No, they've just admitted it to themselves now. They're just like, oh, we can't do this job.
Is there a cycle?
There's some police work to be done.
But, okay.
We're not capable.
But this is one of those moments where Commissioner Gordon gets a little bit poetic. If you guys recall, what he says is, once again, we must take our cracked pitcher to Batman's well. I'm like, that's deep. That's deep shit right there.
You know, he just goes home and drinks all night.
And
home?
Dreams about Batman.
And his well.
Yeah.
Dipping into Batman's well.
He's got inappropriate mouth things happening. So my note on this whole thing... What?
To me, I know that you mean inappropriate mouth things as just the sound of chewing.
No.
No, I was doing
inappropriate mouth things.
Oh. Yeah, it was highly inappropriate.
Gestures.
Oh, this is a serious are we talking about the bat again?
The phone's about to ring again. It's going to be my grandparents from their grave telling me how fucking disappointed they are in me.
Oh, that would be okay. Sorry. Best echoing laughter prank ever would be to get echoing laughter of somebody's dead relative and just sneak that in.
It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank.
Holly's not okay with this one.
It's not okay.
I'm okay with it.
So I just put the Joker has moved into the vents. That was what I thought was happening.
I did too. I thought
it was behind the bookcase.
He's done stuff like that before.
Yeah, like I think but like the episode that I was
in Community.
Yeah.
Annie's Boobs is the name of the monkey that lives in the vents.
I'm familiar with Annie's Boobs.
Just making sure.
Jesus, Ben.
All right.
Can you show me these boobs?
Also, I got to say I'm familiar with Annie's Boobs just now.
That's pretty exciting.
I've never seen them. Can you?
It's a him.
A monkey. He's like that big.
About a handful size.
Yeah.
Monkey.
Hey, baby, want to grab a handful of monkey?
It doesn't like being pinched.
It's my new pickup line.
No. Is it hot in here or is it just a fucking monkey?
It's hot as a handful of monkeys in this place.
sure is a sweaty monkey.
Okay, when
Holy
do we get to...
Holy primates, Batman.
We then cut to...
Holy opposable thumb, Batman.
Wait, Batman doesn't have a primate-based enemy. He has, like, so many other major animals.
No, Flash has Flash has Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, but Batman doesn't.
Yeah.
Not like Shape Ape?
Correct.
Shape Ape?
Michael, if I have not told you about Thrilling Adventure Hour, I have failed you as a friend. It's a podcast. It is... the world's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, but they this is a testament of love. We have actually had a couple of their actors on the show.
Oh.
But this podcast is several different serialized radio dramas, which are actually comedies, but they are fucking fantastic.
Hmm.
And there's Captain Laserbeam, which is every generic superhero ever, but
also voiced by John DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Did
he talk in like a really like?
Yeah, in one episode.
Does he have like a really like over the top like? Yes. I'm a hero.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fucking gorgeous.
Yes. Was it? Your love is more powerful than 1,000 lasers. It's 1,000 lasers, isn't it?
10,000.
Okay.
Also,
I'll have my 10,000 lasers. Yes, that kind of stuff.
Beautiful.
And he's got a cadre of teenage helpers. Called the Adventure Cateers?
Mm-hmm.
They were just fucking take all the syllables and...
Well, Philip Fathom has the Investigateens.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Philip Fathom is the deep sea detective, and that is Hal Loveland, who's been on our show, doing the most awesome Christian Bale Batman impersonation.
Amazing. We'll listen to one of those on the way home. It's amazing.
That's anyway, my second favorite question.
So we have yet... to get to the credits. So let's push ahead
Newsies,
a little bit.
Bobs.
Newsies.
Yeah.
Newsies.
What did you go with? American Psycho. I went with The Machinist where he's super creepy.
Yeah.
He's super creepy.
He's creepier than when he
always.
So how about those daddy issues?
I know that
That wasn't recorded. The people at home are like, why are you just creeping out on Holly?
It's okay. If you want to know why Holly has daddy issues, just send your fan mail to Julie Taymor, care of Bono and the Edge.
I'm missing a lot of context.
Yeah, so there was a joke that I made during a podcast that got lost in the ether that I then kept referencing when we re-recorded.
I kept yelling at him for referencing it, and then that became the whole thing.
Anyway, so we cut to Stately Wayne Manor.
We still haven't done the opening yet, right?
Have we? I didn't mark where the opening was. No, the opening is after Commissioner Gordon. No. After they answer the bat phone and go to the bat poles, isn't it?
Okay.
By the way, didn't they, Commissioner, they had this like E-Gara. What is that about? Like as an exclamation.
That's an Irish thing.
Faith in Begora.
It's Begora. Oh.
Yeah, faith in Begora.
But he just said Begora.
Did he really?
He did not say faith. Yeah, it was weird.
Begora sounds
You are right to think it was weird.
Yeah.
Begora sounds like one of Godzilla's enemies.
Begora!
I
forgot to ask, Jason went and saw that.
The new Godzilla?
I didn't ask.
Was it as good as the Matthew Broderick one?
Nothing's as good as the Matthew Broderick one.
So they pick up the bat phone and call Batman. Meanwhile, at Stately Wayne Manor, Dick is studying economics, and economics is the most boring subject ever.
And then Bruce Wayne says, not verbatim, but Dick, you beautiful idiot. Wrong. Am I wrong? Was that not the context here?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's wrong for thinking it's not.
Are they, wait, yes. Is that, I remember correctly, you guys have a headcanon that Bruce and Dick are involved?
That is just real.
That's totally just us supposing things.
Yeah, that's not totally founded with facts and evidence constantly in this series.
Okay.
Just JK it is. It's all over the place.
Just okay. Go back.
They go fishing. They go to...
The rubbing during the Mr. Freeze episode was super inappropriate.
Was I on that episode?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't remember, but...
I think you were on a Mr. Freeze episode. I think you might have been. Were they rubbing up against each other erotically?
Maybe. Was Batman standing behind Robin and rubbing his shoulders vigorously?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The rubbing.
The rubbing.
Mm-hmm. The rubbing. The rubbing. They... Red room. Red room. They,
Did I ever tell you about the time my ex-husband, Ben's friend...
It doesn't matter. Make it my fault.
When we lived in San Francisco, I was in the shower and I went to rinse my hair and I pushed my head back and it's really steamy in there and my name is written on the top of the shower. And it creeped me out, but I also knew that my ex-husband was an asshole. So I get out of the shower and I go, "Do you write my name on the ceiling of the shower?" "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "You fucking tell me right now." He did. He's an asshole. Yeah. He started laughing immediately.
So, okay.
I'll tell you about the fucking clown thing later.
When my dad was still alive and my brother was in college, he came back to visit at one break and was taking a shower in our far bathroom, which is a stall with an actual door, but the door doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. So my dad took one of the rubber snakes that at the time were decorating the other bathroom and sneaked over. My brother had not locked the bathroom door and chucked a snake at my brother while he was taking a shower. The scream and stream of obscenities that came from my brother was so very worth it.
I'm getting so many good ideas.
Oh, poor Devin.
Anyway, economics is great. Alfred comes in and says, the phone in the study is ringing.
Which, why haven't you just been saying it that way the whole time?
Because it's much more fun to stage whisper, "The bat phone, sir!"
So loud.
And...
Because Aunt Harriet doesn't know.
My next note is, Aunt Harriet is not bright.
No.
Correct.
She's so very sweet.
But so Bruce says, we may have a more tangible example of loss and gain. And also, And Dick jumps up and goes, "Wow, I see what you mean." They run into the study.
That definitely seemed like they were going to go touch each other's butts a little, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
All the butt
touching. Thank you.
Pick up the phone, and Commissioner Gordon goes, "We don't need to tell you what's going on. Just listen." They hear Joker's laughter, and Dick says,
Spoilers. If he had the speaker in his cufflink, right?
Hmm.
Sorry, spoilers. That's where the speaker and the laughter's coming from.
You ruined everything.
Yeah. I know. But he's holding that he wouldn't be able to hear the commish over it. Because it'd be playing if it was in the right
It was in the left hand.
Yeah, but you're thinking too logically.
Yeah, Holly.
Shut up.
Holly's just put you on the banned guest list.
I am dead.
Oh, she's writing it in big letters. F-U-C. I wonder what she's spelling. K. Oh! Who are we fucking?
Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
I hope your couch is scotch guarded.
Has the couch consented?
Fuck your couch.
Listen, I'm getting ready for this Trump run world.
I'm gonna grab that couch by the pussy.
Couch pussy, make it happen.
It's my band name.
Yeah. Really? Please make it. I don't know if you're fucking with me. It could be real.
Well, if it was pussy couch, she'd get sued by pussy Cal Worthington couch. And his dog Spot.
Pussy cow.
For anybody that did not grow up in Southern California, Just look up Cal Worthington as a dog spot and you will know what we're talking about.
You probably won't. Wait, hold on. Time out. I know.
We were in a
sidebar central. I'm timed out from the timeout.
It's like a fourth wall instead of a fourth wall.
That's not how walls work.
16 walls.
Still not how walls work.
It's a hall of mirrors, man.
I was listening to the Pandoras. And there's a commercial where this small child is singing about all the things that can hurt small children in your house, you realize? And she said, she sang bleach bottles. But I 100% heard bleach buttholes. And I was like, that could hurt a small child.
That's not true. That could be very interesting.
I was like, this took an interesting turn, but I mean, it's like I can't
exposed
argue.
Sockets. Left out glass. I know. Bleached buttholes.
The thing for fair the enough. curtains.
What, are they gonna fucking hang themselves on it?
That's what happened to Mike Tyson's kid.
Oh shit.
Oh, no.
You get caught into
that's what they said that's happened the to Mike point. Tyson's kid.
He just couldn't handle this world.
He couldn't hang.
He was just
done. Oh, it got worse.
One of the few viewers is Mike Tyson, and he lost him.
We have tens of viewers.
Tens.
Now you're going to have nines of viewers. Sorry, Mike.
If we started counting our viewers in base nine, we'd have more of them. Aww. That's a math joke. Oh, you're girls. You don't get math. I understand.
Whoa. Speaking of... Fuck your couch.
Holly wants to fuck my couch, too. Couch pussy.
Couch pussy. By the way, Couch Pussy is a new band.
Okay, can you make that...
Is it your brother that does the shirt?
Yeah, yes. So we've been accumulating this list.
Can you make that your next insult when some drunk idiot is trying to hit on you? Fuck your couch, Couch Pussy.
No, I don't talk to them anymore because I've been listening to a murder podcast and I think everyone's a murderer.
Oh, okay, and right next to Couch Pussy, we have the latest edition, Cozy Fuck Mansion.
Oh, well, it's Cozy... Couch Pussy is opening for Cozy Fuck Mansion,
obviously. No, but Couch Pussy is, like, a show inside of Cozy Fuck Mansion.
You've got this whole, like, Inception thing happening.
Yeah, so, like Cozy Fuck Mansion does a couple Inception. Songs, and then, like, while Cozy Fuck Mansion is, like, playing background music, you have Couch Pussy doing
the main show. What if Couch Pussy is a super group... composed of some of the members of Cozy... What is it called?
Cozy Fuck Mansion.
That's what I thought, but I questioned myself. I never questioned myself. Fozy Cucks Mansion.
Say that 10 times fast.
What's with you and Cucks, man? Are you telling us something about Scott?
Oh.
Oh, you don't look at the internet as much as I do. Never mind. Moving on. They pick up the phone and then...
Don't look it up.
Cuckolds.
Cuckolding.
Oh, like from Shakespeare.
Yes.
Sort
exactly
of.
Like from Shakespeare.
They, don't Google it.
Don't.
Like Falstaff?
Google it at work.
You're trying to cuckold people?
Yes.
I think maybe some of Holly's coworkers already Google that regularly.
Google it with a... Wait, what? Where do you work?
Don't worry about it. Some of them listen.
Vivid Entertainment.
There's some dirty old men that I work with. And,
oh, yeah, they definitely Google
and
that.
I also speak like a dirty old man, so they'll say like, ha-ha, kind of suggestive thing. And I'll say, ha-ha, deeply perverse and gross thing. And then they go, oh.
And then she'll put down her cigar and go, you're beautiful, doll face. Ah, oh, you're and cutie. And smack her ass. And
smack him on the can. Yeah. And
go get me some coffee. And they...
I do shake my coffee cup at whenever one of them walks by. I'm like, eh.
That's sexist.
So, before the credits...
Yeah, I know.
Robin... Dick says, holy funny bone, and then just in case we don't get it, points to his elbow.
I missed this. Oh. It's right here.
Then they finally pull back the bust of Shakespeare.
Look at how much you learned.
And
though.
Jump down the bat poles, and the opening credits begin.
Hour 10 of this podcast.
Right. Hour 14. 10 minutes into the episode. We are now in Commissioner Gordon's office, and this is where we find out that the bat detector has a super laugh track sensitivity mode.
Setting, yeah.
So they can find super laugh tracks.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
Plot convenience.
Yeah, I got an app for that. It's
Yeah. I brought this handy gadget.
They
just in case.
That has a super specific setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this gadget is like the size of a fucking phone. It's huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They find the laugh track concealed in Commissioner Gordon's cufflink. And then they find the
best part,
equally well concealed radio transmitter.
Wait, no, hold on.
Whoa.
What's yours? Is yours about Exhibit A?
Are you guys mad because Wally's tracking dirt all over your spaceship?
What?
You sound like Mo from Wally.
Whoa.
Anywho. Batman
don't patronize me. Fuck you.
Patronize. Batman.
No, you're going to buy my wares.
Wait, is it patronizing?
Patronizing.
No, is it patronizing?
Patronizing.
Yeah. Good.
Only when Batman.
Solid.
Sounds like his dry cleaner uses that.
So when Batman tosses the cufflink at Robin, he goes, Exhibit A, motherfucker.
I totally wrote that. I don't like tired of this bullshit, Batman.
Motherfucker.
I thought I was the only one who saw this. He had this like moment where he just like kind of like looked at the camera like somebody is just like fucking tired of their life.
He's all Dirty Harry right now.
Yeah.
Well, you could also see that how done with life he is in the way he drove on Mulholland was erratic.
Wow.
Erotic.
We just learned something.
But he was really trying to go off those curves. That's a dangerous road. You don't drive like that. And
he does.
Obviously,
every
Mulholland
time.
Yeah, almost like it's stock footage.
Gotham. So there's that.
Yeah, he was like crossing lanes.
Oh.
Actually, it's not inside of Gotham. It is
14 miles
outside.
Well, Gotham is centrally located.
Wait, is
near the valley?
Wait, is Gotham technically Los Angeles?
Yeah,
we're like right next to Mulholland Road.
Yeah, well, that's where it is.
This is fucking great. This is my headcanon now. Mm-hmm. That Gotham is actually LA. It's shitty enough.
Yeah, so, but the weather's too nice.
Yeah.
It's like Van Nuys.
Yeah.
So after they find the cufflink,
they just ignore it all. Shut up.
If you come to LA, don't go to Van Nuys.
We need to move forward. If we don't move forward, we die like sharks.
We have to go forward to go back.
Yes. They.
Do sharks really die if they don't move forward?
If they stay still too long, they die. They apparently have to keep moving.
They go sleeping.
No, they go dead.
Have you ever seen that?
Sharks sleep.
Have you ever seen that GIF? There's a like a GIF of a scuba diver just like rubbing a shark, and it looks like super happy. I'm gonna find that.
My favorite shark internet meme is still the one of the scuba diver in the cage, and it's a shark swimming up and it goes, look, that human's trapped, and you see the shark biting at the cage. He's like,
oh,
human, I will rescue you.
Yeah.
anyway, they find the cufflink. Batman then says to Commissioner Gordon, please stand up so I can touch you inappropriately.
Yeah. So I can rub you.
The commish is happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's into it. He has a man boner for Batman.
No, he's not a man. He's got all the boners.
Everybody has a man boner for Batman in this.
Oh, yeah.
What's it? What?
I don't understand why we're specifying man boner.
He just has a boner.
Because it's the 60s?
Because I'm not as cisgender as you are, some of us support the LGBTQ community.
How many? Never mind.
Well, look, they've got 5 in there. They only need 21 more to finish the set. They. All right, I struck a chord with that one. They then find sticking out. A whole bag?
I'm still trying to
find
that shark.
He knew what I was going to write.
Eat a dick. Wow.
Grayson?
Fucking Miss.
I knew that's what you were going
to
do.
Fucking Missandry.
Well, he's going to have to
Is
fight
it Missandry
Batman
or Missandry?
For that.
Huh?
Missandry?
Yeah. Missandry.
Mm-hmm.
As he tips his fedora.
We are like 3 minutes into this episode, guys.
I'm trying. 3 of you aren't helping.
Well, okay. There's inappropriate touching.
And then they find the antenna, which is, first of all, sticking out of his pants. And then
what if that was his colonoscopy bag?
No,
that was clearly a urinary catheter.
No.
It was bright yellow.
It was like eight fucking feet of it.
It was his tubes.
It was wrapped around his torso. Like,
wait, was there a shot of his face? Because I bet if, like, when they pulled it out of his pants, it was like, like, that in, like, any of the guys here, any guys listening will know that, like, involuntary pee shake. You probably had that, like,
It was a whole thing.
When they discover this antenna, Robin is aghast and says of Joker, "Holy chutzpah. I didn't know Robin was Jewish."
He isn't.
No. Well, that makes sense to me.
But that makes me so happy. So, well, if you, you can probably tell if you look at his shorts close enough. But it made me so happy just to hear Yiddish. I love anybody who uses Yiddish euphemisms. Or not euphemisms, but expressions.
You know Zoots is Jewish.
Who is?
Zoots.
From the Muppets?
Yeah.
Yes, I did know that. Do you know that Ben Grimm from the Fantastic Four is Jewish?
I don't even know who that is.
Thing.
Oh,
the Rock Man.
I'm a Rock Man?
Yes.
Wait, Thing is Jewish?
Yes.
I don't Fantastic
Four. Do they make yarmulkes that
they're same? Adequate for it best for me.
Oh, they are.
We have to actually...
merely adequate.
We have to... The functional four. We have to relate it to Thrilling Adventure Hour before Holly will understand.
That is my deep
dark. And good old Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy Parker smash. What was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you something.
This is where Batman explains that he's going to go fishing. And they, you okay?
What did I just find? just watch this.
Oh no. We are watching a video now.
Yes.
It's a gift. Because
it's great podcasting.
So, Batman explains.
I love the little blushies.
Oh, you people.
It says, "I'm coming to eat you, Senpai." No, Senpai! It's a shark. Not in front of the camera, Baka. I'm going to eat you, Senpai. Nom nom nom. Hee hee.
Can we put this?
And it's got little blushies on the shark. It's adorable.
I think we pretty much have to post this.
Yes.
Because this is a good 3 minutes of podcast that we were wasting on this gift.
Holy shit. I'm just trying to find that gif of a shark and somebody edited it.
So.
To look like it's from anime.
They made it even more.
So, Batman then says, "I'm going to go fishing." And explains that he's going fishing because the best place to fish is a shady bank.
Wah, wah.
Which I don't think any of us got until Michael explained it to
us. Yeah, Michael had to explain this.
We were like, but explain it. I was just like, but guys, a shady bank.
No,
thank you, Mr. Walken, for explaining that to us.
You go and fish at a shady bank.
Anyway.
Give me my cute shark.
And
No, you forgot the best part.
Ben, I'm gonna text this.
What is the best part?
Okay, first of all, my note on that, since we're skipping ahead.
Notice me, Senpai.
Bad wordplay is bad. But before then, the commissioner says, "Oh yes, I did bump into a strangely costumed man earlier." And I went, holy crap, the commish had a casual encounter with the Joker.
He bumped into him.
With
Was this at a public restroom? Was there foot tapping and the whole thing?
Was it one of those weird mask parties?
Time out.
Oh, yeah.
He went full Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
time out for a quick sec.
It was a sexy party.
Holly, strangely...
It was totally a sexy party.
Strangely costumed man is now my superhero. Yep.
What was his costume even look like?
It is a unitard, a pair of flood pants.
Wait, over the unitard,
yes.
So they hang out in the bottom?
Are you gonna have one of those Elizabethan ruffs?
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
No, you got it, like one of those stuffed like ferret things.
Oh yeah, that's a stole.
A stole, that's it.
Yeah, a stole. It's going to be a cape, but it's going to be a shoulder cape. So it's
ferret only, thing. You only mean on one stole. Shoulder.
Yeah, it's gonna be a shoulder cape, one shoulder.
I'm fucking uncultured. I don't understand what this stuff is. I see it on posh people.
A pair of Doc Martens. And I
the
think...
Tall, the tall, knee-high Doc Martens.
Doc Martin on one foot and Tom's on the other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
And the Michael Jackson glove on the right. And then a, I keep wanting to say Liv Tyler, but her dad.
Steven Tyler.
That's the one. Steven Tyler's scarf on the left. And then I think...
Your weapon has to be the Miley Cyrus wrecking ball.
I think just multicolored...
Although that's also a good band name.
You're lacking headwear.
I'm getting there.
Is it like wrestling headgear?
Yes, it's a luchador mask, but it's also with a Prince Nez.
Brother!
Prince, you know what a Prince Nez is?
No.
Prince Nez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a pimp cup?
No, Prince Nez is the Morpheus glasses, where they just sit on the bridge of the nose.
Oh, those are...
Often held with like a little chain for your pocket.
Oh, for that, the dandies that, amongst us. No, wait. Is it better to have the pince-nez or two monocles?
Can you wear a grill?
two differently styled monocles.
No, you have to... Can you like, have, like, a fucking diamond-plated grill?
Yes.
Can you see that behind the luchador mask?
You can see the teeth.
Yeah.
Can you?
How
is that a Bane mask?
No, they have the mesh in front of the...
Some of them do. Some of them only, like, come up, like, just below the nose. And they, like, show the mouth. I've been to Alvera Street.
I've been with a luchador before.
Did you get taquitos?
Yeah, I got sick, I think. Yeah, and then, oh yeah, so I ate something. What did I eat? But, fuck your couch. But long story short, I ate up Alvera Street and then got on a 36-hour train ride to Texas, and that sucked.
That's not a great
is that,
plan.
No, that is that your choices. Euphemism for explosive diarrhea?
36-hour train to Texas.
Because if it wasn't, it is now.
For food poisoning. Shitting your brains out. One listener in Texas is like,
fuck done. You.
Our one listener done. In Texas is like, fuck
Texas your Texas is couch the best.
Done.
Anyway. I'm not even done with my
is
first
this,
page
Is this
of
podcast
notes.
Even about Batman?
It was at one point.
We've ruined.
Okay, so wait, are we in the?
We're in the Joker's lair.
Her name is Josie Miller.
Oh my god! Oh. So
why did she have a normal? What is?
Wait,
this?
No, that's Josie Wales. I got that one totally wrong.
I feel like oh god. I have my own theory about like the casting for all these like one-off beautiful women, but do they just like tested? Go to a bar and like? Hey, I want to be on
this
Batman.
This was filmed in the Valley, and here in the Valley, it's known for a certain type of actress that is easy to come by.
Oh, so she's
not
a waitress.
In the '60s.
Yes, absolutely in the '60s.
Really?
No, in the '60s.
Oh,
no, in the '60s. In the '60s, seventies, and eighties, it was much more New York and San Francisco. It wasn't until the '90s that Chatsworth became Chatsworth.
Wait, so they made porn?
So when
that's what she's they accusing. Make in Chatsworth.
Before my husband was born.
And Chats.
His grandmother lived in Chatsworth. They Was owned worth. A horse property.
My dad can't
uh-huh.
And one time, they had... his grandma had to call his mom at work. She worked as a school teacher. She had to leave work because a movie was being filmed next door in the backyard involving the neighbor's daughter and a horse. And that's a real story about Chatsworth.
And now you know the rest of
and
the story.
And that was in 1972.
It's great, because Chatsworth's like, what, like 4 miles from here?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
All right. We're in Joker's lair.
And this place is awful.
Joker and his henchwoman are talking about why the transmitter stopped sending. And... Joker says it must have been Batman because the Gotham City police couldn't find a haystack in a needle factory.
Even he knows their shit.
Why would they have
a
haystack?
Why else would
Wait,
you
no,
go
no, no,
there?
Time out. Why would they have a haystack in a needle factory? Haystacks are not necessary in the production of needles.
Oh, man.
Ben,
is it Rumpelstiltskin? Do you turn an A in the
needles? Yeah. It's Stumpelroltskin.
Rumpy Pigskin?
No, I think it's Humple Needle Dick is who it is.
No, he was being poetic.
He failed. Stick to the jokes.
I'm talking like Edgar Allan Poe poetic.
I think it's Edgar Allan poetic is what you meant. They we are introduced to Yok and Biff.
The Joker's, fucking worst robots. Joker's
robot henchman, who he built in prison.
Okay. First of all, we need to have a conversation.
No. First of all, we need to talk about how Warden Crichton is bad at his job.
Yeah,
No. I have a new hypothesis.
All right.
Fuck Alfred. Fuck Robin.
Oh, Warden Crichton is...
Warden Crichton is the mastermind.
Okay, valid. Very valid.
Wait, you guys had a theory that... Oh, that's right. Alfred, you guys thought was the...
I didn't know donuts.
Hedgemaid's of Sadness.
That's Ben's hypothesis.
Okay.
My hypothesis is that it's Robin, and these guys are so saying all over the fucking place. But now I think it's the Warden.
I don't know. A bad Alfred gives me some tinglies in my nethers.
Can I tell you something? So, I don't know if you noticed...
Holly and Danielle have just started talking to each other, by the way. Michael and I have no place. We've been blocked out.
So, about that attractive.
I was watching, and it occurred to me, and Alfred played a different part. He played his own cousin, and I went.
Of course. Does he have a mustache? Like a little dark.
He plays an identical cousin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Patty Duke.
Yep.
And it occurred to me in that moment that that dude is just an actor who plays Alfred and isn't just Alfred. And it was one of those things that I'd never ever thought of.
You just thought he was Alfred?
Every actor who plays Alfred is Alfred, though.
Especially Alan Napier and Michael Gow.
So let's just ignore like everything else Michael Caine has done.
Michael Caine is Michael Caine, not Alfred.
Yeah.
That is completely contradictory to what you just said.
No, that's contradictory.
I think I've made my point.
That's contradictory to what Danielle was saying.
Yeah.
Holly's saying that Alan Napier is actually Alfred.
Yes. I'm saying that Alan Napier isn't a real person, and
how foreign that name was coming out of your mouth. Alan Napier.
He's not real.
It's not real.
That's his real Alfred. Name.
What's Which Alfred's it's name? Not. I just established that.
Batman and Robin.
So they just get some guy from a mental asylum like, this is your life now.
No. That's his life.
Alfred. And this is...
What are you understanding?
Wait, so is this the show when Batman's real?
Oh my god, do you think that Alfred, after Batman and Robin were killed in action, just produced this show specifically to carry on their legacy?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Aw. I was hoping Holly would tell me that was too dark.
I can't handle
this. No, it stands for reason.
Table. Let's get back to the robots.
Yes, so the robots
totally are... not sex robots.
Okay, but...
Oh, they totally are. Ken doll robots.
Right.
100%. They are there to keep Cesar Romero's queen
He built them, he built them in prison.
Yes. Like... He's a queen, and he needed his Ken doll robots.
Have I ever told you
in front of him. Yeah. That is their main purpose. Is he pushes a button and they do some calisthenics.
Give me a demonstration.
Some squat.
No, he's like, give me a demonstration.
This movement, which I'm not sure why that means robot punching, but...
Which, also, he asked him for a demonstration on, like, you know... But breaking the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he has him, like, you know, robots, give us a demonstration, because he doesn't know what they do, apparently. And he has them break a bunch of tables and smash some stuff. And, like, these are some awfully sweaty robots.
They are. They wear a lot everybody's of lipstick and rouge.
Oh, so much rouge.
In just 7 days, he can make them a man.
Okay. Christopher.
No.
Rocky Horror.
Oh.
Boss is a bender. Anyone else?
He's a bender.
Oh, he's a bender.
It made me so happy.
Oh, dear. Yeah. And we cut to Batman arriving at the bank. And the bank manager's name is Mr. F. Flam. His name is Flim Flam.
I did not go past me that.
I couldn't really see much else in the scene.
Yes. Are you?
It did not go past me that.
Google what the signs of a stroke are.
About 5 minutes of happiness and then sleep.
All right, well...
Sorry, am I thinking of the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
5 minutes, that's pretty generous.
Look,
we're going to move on.
Is it 2 hours?
You're my special friend.
You're my best friend.
Have you seen that kid?
Which one?
There's like this creepy kid that's like...
can't handle creepy children.
No, it's creepy, but it's funny. It's like,
are you
my,
mommy?
Special friend? And I just wanted to say, thanks. I need to find. I'm going to show it to you afterwards. It's so great.
That's terrifying. He's going to kill me in my sleep and stab me.
So Batman and Robin ask Mr. Flim Flam if there's been any staff changes recently. And he said, well, we did have somebody leave in 1951, keeping in mind this is 1967 at the time. And Batman, I think rather politely, says, how about anything more recent?
Hey, idiot. I mean the last couple of days.
You beautiful idiot.
Was he? He was not beautiful.
Mr. Flim Flam.
You don't know his type. Don't know his life.
I'm my judgment. That bank chiller was not beautiful.
Mr. Flim Flam explains that
some bulldog jowls.
Their lead teller.
Very angry.
He's got some Churchill going on.
Ben is so disappointed.
No, I'm gonna wait. Give it a minute.
Sorry, we were just watching Futurama, so all I can think of is the Nixon.
Mr. Flim Flam explains
my jowls.
That having a nice jowl movement. That they.
That got so much grosser in my head than I think you ever meant it. It got so much worse. Whoa!
Oh, Michael's vomiting. All right.
Yeah, no, that's how I felt.
They shifted again. They, that one was just for Holly. Just for Holly. They,
No fold this time.
Once upon a time in San Francisco, I made Holly laugh harder than she ever laughed before.
Was that when we went to dim sum, or was that? I thought that.
No, that was when we went to Burgers.
Wait, do you guys go to Din Tai Fung?
In San Francisco?
What did he just call it?
Din Tai Fung, DTF. Yeah.
Well, there were buns involved.
Eat a dick.
Holly's got flashcards.
Yeah. Inappropriate flashcards.
All right. Once upon a time in the 1960s.
What's the next American Sign Language?
The Beach Boys got tired of talking to record executives. And so Brian Wilson came in with a tape deck. Actually, came in with several tape decks that he had recorded phrases for the meeting on and refused to speak. He would only play from the tape deck. I think Holly has just created the flashcard version of such.
God, how fucking ostentatious do you have to get to, like, make a recording and, like, have a soundboard?
Brian Wilson.
Okay.
Now I need to listen to Bare Naked Ladies.
I love that song.
Anyway, they explain that the chief teller left for lunch and never came back and just sent some random dude in his place.
Why did we never call the cops?
He never came back. He just went to lunch a couple days ago.
Yeah, he sent a tub. I'm assuming he's a good guy.
He sent named this Mr. totally Glee. Normal guy named Mr. Glee.
Yeah, he has all of like three facial expressions.
Who is dressed...
He is a bank teller.
Who is dressed like something straight out of the late 19th century.
He's an overgrown
ventriloquist dummy is what this man was. He had the drawn on freckles and everything.
And he definitely had a lot of
eyeliner. Did somebody grab him by the hands?
And they, yes. And they...
Couch pussy.
I don't think you know how dummies work. They,
Nope, just about like that. You grab them by the balls and you're good.
Castrato.
Oh. Never on an empty stomach. They,
What?
They go up to Mr. Glee. This is where I noticed that not only was the bat symbol low, but it was actually slightly crooked on Batman's, I'm not even going to say chest, on his midriff.
And that's a really big
problem. I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. The way that Holly hates the way they use wigs in this show, I hate the bat symbol placement.
Sometimes. Okay, also, we'll have to get to Joker's wig because shit was getting crazy.
Dude, and without like 5 inches.
What was going on like, with the back of his wig? Did he have it on upside down?
I don't know. This is my question. Because all the hairs were like going the right way. Like, it just looked like it was just like, fucking erect in the back.
Well, was having a good time on the show.
having a good time.
The way they stump Mr. Glee
dick hair
is with a super funny joke.
Wait, super funny joke. They make a comment about... Sorry, we'll get to the super funny joke.
Sorry, yes.
But they make super a comment about joke. Him counting?
Yes, with too much precision to be human.
Nope, that looks like normal counting.
Was he using his fingers? He's like, one, two, oh, I lost count.
He was just setting it down with purpose. Like, yeah. I was a cash counter for a very long time, and that was like, that was totally normal.
Holly, that's day one.
I don't imagine you as a person whose job it was to count cash. I imagine you as the inanimate object they counted cash on.
Yes, I've had people say that before. A bookkeeper. Yes. Is that better?
We do have more than one person say, what?
You've had Holly more was than a cash counter. That's like the chick you eat sushi off of. She's a sushi counter.
A counter.
I'm a cash counter instead of a cash counter. People have made that joke before. I have a type in man friend.
Manfred man? Holly is so bad. Danielle is giggling. And Michael is doing his best not to make an audible giggle.
I'm so confused.
But I think I won. And they, the joke they tell
Hashtag
the robot.
Eat a dick.
The joke they tell the robot is, why are shirt buttons like burning rubber?
Couch pussy?
Yes. That's the answer.
Ding, ding, ding. Double jeopardy.
It's also the answer to why is a raven like a writing desk? I don't understand. But it's that they choke. And then Batman tweaks Mr. Glee's nose and his head blows up.
Well, that's because that's how jokes work. You have to tweak someone's nose after you tell the joke so they know that it was funny.
Oh,
otherwise,
boy. Here comes another funny.
Yep.
So
I think I liked that joke, but nobody tweaked my nose. Yeah.
Nobody's ever told me if it was good or not. I'll have to wait.
Correct.
Oh. My comment on this.
You went at all expense paid.
What if they were wrong and that guy was real and he just like tweaked his nose? And he was like,
he would have been pissed.
That's a totally normal thing to do to other adults.
I don't think it is, Danielle.
I'm pretty sure
it's not.
It is.
Right, I'm pretty sure if somebody tweaks my nose, they're getting punched in the fucking throat.
But what if they told you a funny?
Yeah, they have to tell you the joke first. They just can't walk up
like,
to you
the joke.
Your nose.
Okay, what does it
the
have
joke,
to tell you?
The joke puts you off guard, and then they twist your nose, and you're so happy you heard a good joke, you don't even mind.
Let me tell you right now. If someone tells me a cheesy-ass joke and then reaches towards my face, they're getting punched in the fucking junk.
Well, that's why Batman didn't tell a cheesy joke. He told a super funny joke.
It's super funny.
Guess what, guys? My note says... joke was not super funny.
Okay, well, you obviously weren't listening to the same joke.
Because nobody tweaked your nose after you heard it.
That's right. Yeah. Your nose didn't get tweaked. Therefore, you didn't know it was a joke.
Holly is now Vanna Whiting her fucking couch.
Yo, fuck your couch, couch pussy.
Oh my goodness! This is gonna be such a good episode. They explain to the other.
Like, you should be done now.
I said to the servants of the force.
They explain to the other.
Just
bank
answer
sellers,
and be like, couch pussy, hang up.
Send him a picture of the fuck you couch pussy,
do
and
it.
Be like,
please.
What? Are you okay?
I'll answer it and say couch pussy.
They explained to the bank tellers that the reason they knew it was a robot is because it didn't respond to the super funny joke.
Then why did his fucking head explode?
Blew off. It was so hilarious that he just exploded.
No, because I think the rationale was like, robots don't get humor.
Yeah,
his head
Holly's
explodes.
A robot.
This is normally
my head did not fucking explode.
Not that one.
You're a bad
this
robot.
Is normally the time when they're supposed to tell the robot a name.
Is that why you call?
Yes, paradox. That's normally what you do to cause a robot to explode.
Right.
You give it a logical paradox, and that causes it to explode because it can't calculate a response. That would be what a sci-fi writer would do, as opposed to one of the hacks that writes the Batman show.
Was that like logic trope around in the 60s?
Yeah. Oh, Isaac Asimov developed it in the 60s.
Okay.
Maybe he watched so much of this show.
Even he thought it was a shit joke.
I love the idea that Isaac Asimov was like, I've got a better way to do that.
He watched
That's
this scene.
That's not the worst
so
idea.
This is,
they just got a little off.
This is my new headcanon. He watched this scene and was so pissed he created the three laws.
Yes. Mm-hmm. One is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well... No, sorry.
Never invade Russia in the winter.
Do you listen to As You Wish Yet?
No.
Or
I read it.
Okay.
And I read that Wallace Shawn was convinced he was going to be fired every single day he was filming.
Yeah, he was all insecure about it.
Yep. Which fits into Wallace Shawn's persona pretty damn well.
That's true.
But this is where Batman...
It's really good.
Okay.
This is where Batman forgets what show he's in and who he is and does a Twilight Zone ending, which I fucking loved, because he looks at Mr. Flimflam and he goes, the next time your cheller checks out and goes for lunch and never comes back, and he's just like, blah, 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 you're in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Made me happy.
I want to do a Twilight Zone podcast after this one.
What are you going to call it?
Couch Pussy is the name of the Twilight Zone.
That was extremely pregnant pause.
Yeah.
Can you please actually call it Couch Pussy? The Twilight Zone Saga?
Yeah.
A Twilight Zone Saga.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode, but it's like long form, and it's covering all the other Twilight Zone episodes. And then that's a Twilight episode.
But humanity.
Correct.
But humanity was the real monster.
Turns out it's man. They
But I broke my glasses.
There was time now.
Yeah.
Well, my eyes aren't that bad. They anyway.
All the time in the world.
Did I ever tell you Amanda's reaction to that?
No.
Amanda was watching, a good friend of mine was watching that episode, and I just get a text. I'm at work, and it says, when you're watching the Twilight Zone where the guy just wants to be by himself, and he finally gets to be by himself, and he breaks his glasses, and you go, I feel you, man.
That's my other superhero, is Ophelia Man.
Not Ophelia
Man. Yeah, he drowns himself every single issue.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, what?
He's a Shakespearean villain.
Does he kill them and then poor Yorick their head?
No. That's a last poor Yorick man. His name was Alfred Yorickman, and...
all right, no.
Okay.
Back on. Okay, yeah. So this is when I made my note about the Joker's hair, which we already covered.
This is where the Joker explains that he has a tracking device inside Mr. Glee, which is now in the trunk of the Batmobile.
You think it's in his butt?
Ovs.
Thanks.
No, I mean, his left cufflink.
That Joker seems must have spent Joker's a lot of time in there. Prison robots.
Prison robots!
And that was
which
the
is
prettiest.
The name, which
I'm
is
writing
the name
it down. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, thank you. Prison robots is definitely the name of my my workplace comedy.
Prison robots? That's
no, awesome. I think that's the name of our improv group. Duh.
Oh, I'd like that too. Duh. Did you know? Okay, sorry. Speaking of other shows from the 60s, did you know that Hogan's Heroes originally took place in a prison? And the network thought that was too dark, so they moved it to a Nazi POW camp. I'm not kidding.
That's great.
What were they spelling?
I mean,
how could we make a prison worse?
I think I see where that makes sense.
Explain how?
Penitentiaries are pretty bad. You know what's worse than that? Auschwitz. Let's do it, boys.
What you know what's worse than Auschwitz? Flipper babies in Auschwitz.
What was it? Isn't this recorded where I said something like, you know what's more depressing than the Holocaust? Dead babies. Let's combine those things and make a...
I thought they already did
that. They were there, Holly.
Yeah.
No, I know, but...
That's kind of part of it.
Talking about the... Shh. You weren't here.
1939, Poland. Fuck your couch. Look, I mean,
I
did you...
It to the other side fast enough.
Did you invade Poland? Eat a dick, prison robots. That's very appropriate.
No,
Time out.
Prison robots are very literal. I would not give them that command.
Yeah.
Prison robots, eat a dick.
Maybe I am giving them a command.
Wait.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Be threatened.
Look out for your junk. They track the Batmobile.
Look out for your junk?
Yeah.
That's what he said. That's the name of...
It's the name of my my parable.
Couch Pussy's first album.
Welcome to Batmania. We occasionally talk about Batman.
It's a Batman-themed podcast loosely based on the idea that we're going to pay attention to the episode.
Yeah, but so is Batman's one, very loosely based on Batman.
One time, Ben fell asleep during the episode, and our podcast was me trying to explain it to him, and I don't pay enough attention to the episode, so it was just a cluster.
It was the best, because it was like, Ben, that was your job. I was like, yeah, but I was asleep. What happened?
I'm like, I don't know.
Joker is using his tracking device to follow them, which is just two upside-down U-shaped curves that pass each other. in a little box.
Oh, is it a game of Pong?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a game of Pong.
And it and what's her face? The hench girl.
Josie Miller.
Josie Miller.
Why does she have a last name?
I don't know.
Is able to read that somehow and tell them how to follow.
She's coming back next episode. Oh, wow. But then she's going to go to jail for being an accomplice.
And Batman and Robin realize that Joker's following, so they use the bat deflector. And
she's going to jail, and is that what the prison robots are for?
Yeah, because their jails are co-ed because the warden's in on it.
Well, yeah. The worst prison in the world.
And we watch Joker and Josie following them. The green screen footage.
Talking about the episode.
The green screen footage is making like 45 degree turns and following the road. Joker, meanwhile, is moving the wheel maybe a quarter of an inch in each direction.
Well, we need to talk about the Joker's
very sensitive steering rack. Jalopy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that car was a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
The back seats were made out of surfboards.
Standing up surfboards.
Yeah, it was surfboard thrones in the back, and then the surfboards had Joker's face.
Everything
on
had
them.
Joker's face
and
on
then
it.
There was
my favorite thing.
Holly's favorite thing was Grandpa Munster's head painted to look like the Joker, but it was clearly Grandpa Munster.
While they are chasing Batman and Robin, they use the bat deflector. Batman and Robin use the bat deflector to lose the Joker. They pull into the Batcave. Meanwhile, Joker pulls up to what should be the Batcave. And
now the Pong game is high def TV.
A TV, yeah. He sees a cave that is literally labeled the Batcave. My note of which is the one thing in the show that's not actually labeled. And he walks up to it, and it's a miniature Batcave. It's so cute. It's like
a Disneyland when you go on the boat that goes into Monsters.
Yeah, it's a storybook boat, yeah. And underneath the little diorama of the fake Batcave is just a big old sign that says, "Laugh, criminals, laugh."
That was just a massive fuck you.
Yeah, it was pretty much a bright green middle finger on a white on a yellow background.
Well,
yeah.
it was a dick move. Let's just be real. Yeah. It's a dick move.
I thought Batman did it. I bet it was Dick Grayson that did it.
And this is when Joker...
I bet he asked Batman if he could do it, and he was like, no, that's in poor taste. And he's like, I'm doing it.
He's not going to check my work.
Yeah. It's my crime anyway.
Who's going to tell him the Joker?
Yeah.
Look, Batman, I'm going to kill you. But that was mean.
Poor taste.
This is where... Bad form. This is where Joker... shouts out, "By the saints of wicked mirth, I will find them." I'm like, fuck yeah, I am saying that from now on.
You also said when you were going to say it.
Oh yeah, during sex.
I feel like you have to like say it in like a Gandalf voice. Like in a like, "You shall not pass," kind of like, "By the saints of wicked mirth."
That's a prospector. That's not Gandalf.
That's like Gandalf. Sean Connery prospector.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Were you here when I said that?
By the gates of wicked man.
All Bane impressions are a bad Sean Connery into your hands.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Into your hands if you're lucky. They,
But you were simply adopted.
You're not going to be able to hear them on the mic.
You simply adopted the darkness.
See? Solid.
Yeah.
Do you think that's how he recorded it?
I don't know.
Into a cup?
I don't know.
Yes, but not a glass one. A jockstrap.
That movie was a travesty for covering up Tom Hardy's face. That's what.
No, that movie was awesome for mirroring the Batman 66 movie, the ending of Nolan's movie, which is, "Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb."
That's right.
Yep. Nolan clearly loved the 66 show, because there's a lot of stuff that comes back around, like that being the ending of the trilogy. Also, when Joker does his big heist in the second movie, that's the same Pagliacci mask that Joker's wearing on the show when he's actually sings Pagliacci, which means that Joker has a lovely singing voice.
I thought Nolan just like kind of directed it as like a thing to do. I didn't think he had that much love for the actual source material.
I don't think he did, but he borrowed a ton from the 66
stuff. He's like, well, people like this shit, so I must watch it and put some things for them in
there. This isn't Interstellar.
But meanwhile, Batman and Robin are in the actual Batcave.
You're wrong.
With Alfred.
You're wrong.
I loved it so much.
I didn't see it. In the actual Batcave with Alfred. And they have Mr. Glee on the integral differential robot analyzer.
It's a fucking slab.
Yeah, it's a table.
It's a dissection table with blinky lights on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know it's analyzing.
Yeah.
Duh. Meanwhile, Batman and Robin are stymied because they say this is just a regular robot. You know, a perfect human analog.
Yeah.
Like everybody has.
That tricked everybody else.
Meanwhile, Alfred knows everything about this robot because he's the one who made it.
No, no, no. He only knows because he does laundry all day. Ben. That's what my note says.
But he notices ink spots.
They put Ben's name in it. Yeah, I see.
So he notices ink spots. There was a podcast once upon a time where I made Holly mad at me by referencing a chim-chiminy. And as Holly wrote her note, I said, "Are you writing 'I hate Ben'?" So then the note became, "I hate Ben times two."
Hey, hang on. So for this area, I wrote Geneva Convention, and I can't remember why.
I don't know. Were they signing a truce?
No, there must have been like something cruel and unusual happening.
Don't know.
I don't know, but
their abuse of science.
So they take a little bit of cloth from Mr. Glee and put it on the bat spot analyzer,
which is just a fucking clipboard.
What they said was that Alfred's sartorial knowledge saved them again.
Uh-huh.
Because he's fancy.
Because he puts out their dress all fucking day. Ben,
all the laundries.
He has to take this laundry up and down the servants' entrance.
Now
the real people walk.
They then...
No, they get pulled, and fucking Alfred has to take the... I get really mad about this. But he has to... There's a servant's entrance for him.
Holly is setting up a foundation for superhero butler rights.
I am.
She wants to see the elf pole immediately.
I do.
And they,
I should hand him a feather duster as he heads down the pole.
Holly's giving the pouty face. And holding her imaginary feather duster. They then analyze the scrap of cloth in my favorite way. They tape it to the front of the computer.
Let's analyze this pen.
Holly and put the pen on top of her phone. Mm,
they find out that the ink that was used could only have come from one place. A comic book publisher.
They named a bunch of ridiculous ink names or color names.
Which also, if I remember correctly, said there's only one legitimate business in the area that would be using inks like this, and it's owned by the fucking Joker.
It wasn't previously. He does explain that it was changed hands recently.
Okay.
But it's Penthouse Publishing, which is fucking awesome.
But they said it's a comic book shop.
Yeah, well, yeah. Penthouse
Publishing.
Penthouse used to publish comic books.
I remember
in the 90s looking at those magazines and seeing Penthouse Comics in the middle of the magazine.
Are we talking about the same Penthouse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as we all know, everybody knows, comic books are a slippery slope to psychopathy and creative criminal pursuit.
You mean psychopathy?
Psychopathy. Yeah. I like it better that way.
Is that like misandry?
Yes. Misandry.
So they realize it must be this place, but they have to get proof. And the way that Batman decides to get proof is to show up at the factory as a destitute Bruce Wayne.
Ben.
Yeah?
Alfred yells, "Bless my steam iron."
I missed that.
Oh, in his laundry.
In his laundry! Fucking proven. You cannot dispute my laundry hypothesis.
You know, that steam iron is his best friend. It's the only one that loves him.
Its name is Hendrick, and he talks to it every Hendrick? Day. Yeah, Hendrick the steam iron.
Everybody knows.
Is that a character from The Littlest Toaster? Is that the Brave Little Toaster?
The angsty little toaster. Have you watched that movie in recent history? That thing is pissy. He's so cranky.
Uppity toasters.
Uppity fucking toasters! Watch it, I tell you. Why is everyone looking at me like Danielle gets it?
I'm looking at you like you're an asshole, but I don't understand.
Have you watched The Brave Little Toaster?
That toaster was a saint.
He's a little emo
fucking toaster.
Wasn't there an evil vacuum cleaner in that movie?
No, the vacuum cleaner wasn't evil, but he was a little suicidal. Remember when he ate his own cord?
Yeah.
Shit got real.
I tried to eat my own cord once and nearly broke a rib.
So that's been Batmania. I was trying to... synchronized, oh, what's this one? Gross.
Gross bin.
Aw, I get that text message so much I don't even notice it anymore.
It's just a background noise.
You just decided that's your name.
It's like
sometimes he'll send it to me before I can write it, and I get really mad.
So Bruce Wayne.
That means you know better.
No, it means I don't learn. I recognize patterns, but I don't learn. If I say this thing, she will tell me I'm gross. Send.
I'll ruin all her fun by telling her I'm already gross.
Batman comes in and announces very dramatically and seemingly slightly drunkenly that he's bankrupt.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He then refers to the Joker, apparently by the alias the Joker used to buy the factory, because he keeps referring to him as Mr. Whiteface.
my fucking God, Mr. Whiteface.
I think is racist, I'm pretty sure.
My note on this is, I don't think you just get to call someone Mr. Whiteface. I don't think you get to do that.
See, it's funny, because like normally in a lot of these, never mind, that's totally true. You wouldn't be able to get away with it.
Nope.
I don't think you're allowed.
Well, it's okay when they're white. If there's any other color, then you're in deep shit.
Would you like call an Oompa Loompa Mr. Orangeface?
No, you call a presidential candidate Mr. Orangeface.
Damn.
Topical. Fucking Ben. Hard hitting the issues, that's man.
Grabbing him by the pussy.
Grabbing those issues by the right by their lady parts.
Pussy. Couch pussy.
Couch pussy.
Ooh.
They,
I have a voicemail.
Thanks. And, oh,
I can almost guarantee you it says, hey, dummy.
Bruce Wayne, I'm not texting you right now. Bruce Wayne asks for counterfeit money, $1 million counterfeit dollars, because he gambled away the Wayne Foundation's money or something. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He said it very verbosely.
Yeah. And but it's funny, because like at the beginning of this thing, Batman walks in and has this like big plight of a tale, and he pulls the Joker pulls aside his confidant,
Josie Miller. Yeah.
Josie Miller, and he's like, Josie, this is totally a fucking trap, isn't it? Yeah, it's totally
yeah.
A trap. Oh, and like they're onto it from the very get-go.
Right, that's what it was. My note is over observant, because the Joker says he's being really observant.
Yeah. So then Batman says all this like super verbose, like, I had this happen and this happen, and I've got a board meeting, and if they don't know, I'm Schitt's Creek without a river.
Too many details. Everyone knows that.
Up Schitt's Creek without
a river. No, everybody knows if your story's really long, it must be true.
Yeah, then he like pulls her aside again, and he's like, well, this is really stupid of a story. And I mean, it's really stupid. It has to be true at this point.
He couldn't lie.
Yes, you in front.
I have a question. Isn't this entrapment?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's not police. Oh my god, it is.
That's the difference.
Vigilante entrapment?
Actually, Batman has said several times that he is a fully deputized agent of Gotham City's police.
Also, he was elected mayor one time.
Wait, then if Batman breaks the law, who brings Batman to justice?
The Watchman.
But that never works.
Why?
Have you ever seen Batman? Oh, God, what is it? What was that Justice League movie?
No.
The one where he has a plan to kill everybody.
I've heard about this.
He had a kryptonite bullet, and Superman was gonna die.
I don't remember. I mean, they've done that bit so many times, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Pissed off one of my bosses who's a really big Superman fan, because I told him that if you take Superman away from a yellow sun, all he is a schmuck in a cape. I was probably told to leave.
Yeah, once you take away the yellow sun, he's strangely
costumed. I'm not wrong!
He's strangely costumed, man.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ben, are you strangely costumed, man?
Not right now.
Oh. Get it.
Shh. It's my secret identity.
No one knows.
Batman then.
So when are you going to pull like a Superman and like take out the president? Not now.
I would
like
to take out
months.
Mr. Obama. He seems very nice. I'd buy him a dinner.
We'd go to the melting...
Oh, you don't go to the theater with the president.
We'd go to the melting...
They're not allowed.
We'd go to the melting pot and get a flaming turtle. It'd be fun.
I love a flaming turtle, even though it makes my throat swell.
Well, because of the tree nuts, right? Mm-hmm. Holly's allergic to nuts, everybody.
These nuts!
All the nuts.
Are you
Joker
allergic?
Says this story must be ridiculous enough to be true.
I am allergic to those nuts.
And this is my next note is all in caps, handsome, because Bruce Wayne Adam West, he's a handsome man.
He looks
really
great.
Handsome. He's really a good-looking guy outside of that bat costume.
I've always preferred Dick Ward.
Bruce Ward.
No. Speaking of Dick, Batman had like a massive bulge. I don't know if anybody else knows.
Burt Ward. Yes.
None of us can know.
No, we're all losing it. 16.
Cat mouth. He's got a giant mouth.
Somebody else needs to acknowledge the bat bulge, otherwise it just looks like an asshole.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we...
Oh, it's called Bat Junk and Robin Eggs.
We've spent a lot of time on the Bat Junk.
Robin Eggs?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay. At least I'm not alone.
Holly sometimes likes and sometimes doesn't. She has chastised me for talking about Robin Eggs before.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. That
depends
happens.
On my mood. Some days I'm pro Robin Eggs, some days I'm anti Robin Eggs.
But this is when Robin shows up, speaking of Robin Eggs. And then talks like a person faking a phone call into his bat radio and says, "Yes, Batman, I have caught them. I am not going to wait for your response before I hang up because they're totally there. Click.
I have caught them on a totally normal patrol."
Yeah, like I do all the time.
Yeah, as I do.
This is not suspect at all. And Joker then tells Robin, tells the Yaff and Biff, Buff? Yaff and Buff. To...
You're thinking
it's Yakenboff.
Yakenboff.
Is it Yaken? It is Yakenboff.
Yakenboff. Yes.
Yeah, because it looked like cock, but with a Y.
One time I went out to German food and had the Yakenboff. It was good. They
once yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're going to have the Yakenboff.
And then they Joker tells them to lay the whimsical whammy on Robin.
Oh yeah, the whimsical.
So that begins our onomatopoeia
That's my
fight.
Wrestler move.
The whimsical whammy.
Yeah. Biff, Boff, Yow, and Kapow. It was a very short onomatopoeia fight.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while this fight is going on, Bruce is trying to play the useful idiot and accidentally trip up the two robots. But he is doing it like he is...
In the fossiest of ways!
Jazziest, fossiest,
like
dance.
Like he's doing jazz ballet.
There was definitely jazz.
There
hands.
Was so many jazz, like flicks.
Oh, yeah.
But sadly and unexpectedly,
pregnant at the sight of it.
Sadly and unexpectedly, Robin is captured. Who could have seen that coming?
He's lifted by two robot men.
Yes, because the robots are being beaten until Joker turns on the robot super strength switch.
And the last ounce of strength.
Yeah. It did specify that.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
The last ounce. It was the subtext.
And they... this show doesn't have subtext. They place Robin on the printing press, and the printing press is pounding out fully made comic book pages, but huge comic book pages.
Can you please read this? Danielle just shared with me some of her notes, and I would like her to read them aloud.
You will be graded on poise and punctuation.
I wrote... A list of things that make my childhood crush on Dick Grayson awkward.
Everything?
Exhibit A, skipping, as shown in this episode. Also, Exhibit B, pantyhose.
Have you not seen any Batman?
It's different when you're a kid.
When
I'm
a child.
About it.
Yeah.
Exhibit C... Dad jokes. And Exhibit D, a overall disinterest in girl parts.
There are a couple episodes
where
he flirts with the idea of girl parts.
There's one episode where he gets super rapey.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when the last time I was on the show and we watched the one with Catwoman, the Julie Newmar Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
And she puts them in that weird machine.
The one with the
sound
noise.
Machine.
Yeah.
And she keeps, like, trying to get with, like, both of them, and they're both like, well, I don't know what to do with a girl.
No, that's because she's a criminal, not because she's a girl. If she was a fine, upstanding woman who wanted a man-man-woman threesome, they would have been totally down.
Yeah, because Batman's never slept with a villain like Talia al Ghul.
Yeah, can you imagine if anybody even tried to fit Ra's al Ghul and Talia and the League of Assassins into this show?
Turn the page, I don't understand.
Yeah, because we're talking about actual
comic books.
No.
That create criminals.
Yeah. And the
cartoon. Creative criminals.
Talia al Ghul, she's
That's
a good character.
That's why we don't read them.
Michael's, Talia al Ghul, she's a good character. Stop being mean. Yeah. Girls are mean.
Ra's al Ghul, she's a fucking great character.
But Robin is on the printing press, And Bruce shouts out, "You can't do that. That's murder." Joker stops the press and says, "Yes, it is. And for insurance, you're going to be the one who does it." He then proceeds to have the robots force Bruce's hand, which, as Holly pointed out during the episode, that's not the same as him doing it. that's not how murder works.
Just because his hand pushes the lever under duress does not mean that he chose to murder his
friend.
Haven't we all pushed a lever or two under duress?
Wait, what about Thailand?
Wow. It's where they make bows.
I hate you, Ben.
Yeah, but I love myself frequently. They, that is when the narration starts. I masturbate. They start, Jesus.
Thank you for spelling that out.
That was actually an Avenue Q reference.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, Kate. You masturbate.
They,
I can't
internet
wait to
is for porn.
I can't wait to politely ask her to dinner again.
Yes. They are about to squish Robin, and the narrator starts, meaning it's the end of the episode. Robin is facing certain doom, but we won't find out until next time, same bat channel. So, I would like to thank our guests, Danielle and Michael. If you guys have anything to plug or talk about, now is the time to do it. Please, keep it on message, because we've done so well so far.
I don't have anything at all to plug.
Don't you want to, like, your Instagram with all your pictures?
No.
You like to keep that shit private?
You want a Fanta? Don't you want a Fanta?
I have a website. It's Danielle Richardson drrichardsonphotography.com. I don't even know.
Come prepared. Know your goddamn website.
I don't even know my own website.
Ben says my Twitter every episode because I have no fucking clue what it is.
Yes.
Michael?
D as in dog. And then the rest that you already heard.
I don't know. I take a lot of time-lapse photography and find me on Instagram at Turbo Nerd Photos.
Turbo Nerd Photos.
Yeah.
At Instagram.com. You can find Holly on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at _awkwardblonde or just awkward blonde.
Yeah.
You can find the podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Batmania66. If you want to send us email correspondence, you can do so at Batmania66mail@gmail.com. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, either on Podomatic or on iTunes,
what's wrong with you?
Please feel free to put down your crack pipe and leave us a nice review.
Subscribe,
favorite, subscribe.
Yes, like, subscribe, comment.
Thumbs up. No, that's the YouTube.
So. Keep circulating the tapes. That's a Mystery Science Theater
tell
reference.
Your friends.
Tell your enemies.
Stab your enemies.
So
especially Jeff.
Yeah.
Fuck
Jeff. Yeah.
Stab okay. Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Stab Jeff.
I don't know, but we're all
we're really mad at him.
We're really against Jeff.
Alright, well join us next time on the No Jeff podcast.
Except for all our listeners who are Jeff. Thanks
no,
for
those,
listening.
Those guys can fucking couch pussies. They so join us next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Catch pussy.